This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We take questions about an ex ruining a new relationship. Also, we go back to the Stephanie Simbari episode to answer a question that we got off track on about nudes. And we talk about a guy who's getting married but found some old pictures online. Check it out, share with friends, enjoy. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Actually, right now, tell one friend. Get out your phone. Go on your G-Chat. Get out your Whatsamahoozits. And send a friend a message. Give them the gift of Papa JT. Tell one friend, and then also go on iTunes and rate us. That really helps us out. And I go on iTunes and I read some of the commentary. They're hilarious and fun. There's some really odd comments there, but they're great, you know. And it's and we have like a lot of votes and what a lot of stars and all that shit.
So yeah, really, the ratings and reviews.
They're good ratings. I mean, we're rated highly,
right?
And it's I just like seeing it on that iTunes charts.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the comedy charts, that helps us out because then other people see it and go, oh, what's J-Train?
Right.
Maybe they need their nuts feathered. So a good passive way of helping this podcast is to just go on iTunes, subscribe and rate us and keep telling your friends. And thank you for doing that. And, you know, listen, I say it all the time. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56. You can find me on Snapchat. It boils my beans every time I get a snap from you, the listener, showing me where you're listening, how you're listening. And we're out of the internship season. It's done. And if you're still at your internship, you're fucked. Okay? That means you have a real job and you have to work there the rest of the year and get ready to feel depressed. But if you're going back to school, we transition. We're the official podcast of your shitty walk to class. We're the official podcast of your shitty, you know, gym routine.
Your shitty fall life.
Your shitty fall life. This is the official podcast of your rosé fall life. And if you're a post grad and you're listening at work right now, thank you, because your life is more confusing and awful than ever. So give this hour of your life with the podcast is to let you not think, free you from those questions of where am I going, what am I doing. Let Papa JT sing sweet nothings right down your ear hole. And that's how I want to bring on today's guest. I'm very excited. New to the podcast, Scott Chaplin.
What's
thank
up?
You for coming on.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm excited to have you.
Good. I'm excited to be here, man.
To make this love
is great.
To you.
Yeah, this is
to
fantastic.
Have you within my, very,
yeah,
my
within
grasp.
Your, yeah.
Scott's awesome. You guys are going to go follow him. He's on Instagram at Scott_Chaplin. That's Scott_Chaplin. That is that's your Instagram.
That's a lot of words, yeah.
Your shitty Instagram handle.
So. Yeah, what are you going to do? I'll change it.
Listen, I say it all the time. This is one of those guys that I'm trying to introduce you to. Get involved with Scott. He's super funny on stage.
Thank you.
I saw him like a week ago, and I was like, how have I not had him on? And now I'm happy to have you. And
yeah,
this is like, get the rookie card.
There we go.
You know,
yeah.
Get the rookie
card. Yeah,
I like watching you on stage because it looks like you're up there to intimidate the audience.
Yeah, I like fighting with people.
Yeah, you're up there and you're like, I have this point and I'm gonna shock you into believing in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually the plan, and most of the time it goes very poorly.
Yeah.
I'm glad
I watched it go
it
poorly,
much.
But then you know, you never lose it.
No, yeah.
You'll say something and they'll be like, oh, I can't listen to this. And then all of a sudden they're laughing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You Which guys gotta get involved with that.
There
Scott Chaplin, @Scott_Chaplin on Instagram. pumped to have you here. A couple announcements before we get started. 9/22, September 22nd, we are doing a live J Train podcast show at Stand Up New York here, 78th and Broadway. It's 8 o'clock on September 22nd. I want to see a lot of fans. The lineup is full of J Train podcast repeat guests and all-stars. We got Brendan Ayer, Greg Stone, Lisa Traeger, Nimesh Patel, Dan Soder. That's heavy hitters.
That's crazy. A great show.
It's an amazing
great
lineup.
Show.
Absolutely.
We're going to take J Train podcast style questions from the audience. So I would love to have a huge crowd of people who actually listen to this thing so that it's not awkward with a bunch of Swedish people being like, what the fuck is happening right now? So come on out, 8 o'clock on the 22nd of September. And also, I'm coming to some schools. If you want me to come to your school, email gina@kpcomedy.com. And I said this last episode. We want serious inquiries, and it's going to take a little bit of work. So you got to email her. She'll give you materials. She'll tell you who to call. And then that's how the process gets started for me to come to your school. So it's Gina, G-I-N-A, at kpcomedy.com. That's gina@kpcomedy.com. Also, you can follow. You can find all my dates at my website, jtraincomedy.com, jtraincomedy.com. And let's get into it. Are you ready for the email, Scott?
I'm ready, brother. Let's do it.
Let's fucking do
it. I'm
trying
to help people.
Let's help some people out. We got some great emails, and they keep getting better and better. They're in more specific.
Good.
And jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send them. X trying to ruin my new relationship.
This is a guy writing.
Yeah, this is a dude.
Can I should just assume that, right?
Well, so we got a lot of female emails, but also it is a very female thing to be like, done with a guy, and then be
and
like,
still try to ruin your fucking life. It's still
try to like come back and like ruin that old one. And also, guys, you know, guys are just confident by nature. So so confident that any girl that we used to fuck that is around us, we're like, oh.
It's like
she's trying to ruin
again.
All my other fucking.
Yeah, she's just hanging out.
Yeah, she just is looking at you. She doesn't give a shit.
There's only one
she's
gas
like,
station
in
town.
I've seen your mediocre dick. I don't need it again. So most of the time it's us in our own head. You ever had an ex try to ruin?
Yeah, for sure. Can I like name an instance? Let me think. Yeah, I started talking to another girl after my ex and I broke up and she dumped me. And I got a phone call from her.
Oh, really?
Like, are you really going to be talking to this girl? It wasn't even a friend of hers. Like, you really going to be talking to this girl? Well, you dumped me. You fucking psycho.
That's the
psycho.
Other thing. Girls do this a lot. I mean, everyone does this. When you're dumped and then you get on social media and you see the next one.
Yeah.
You see the next bus they got on. And you're like, oh, my God. That's better than me. That's worse than me. That's better than me. But it isn't. Yeah. That's not how you look for the next person.
No.
If anything, it's their personality that's better than yours.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to get sad about it, it's that they were like, you know, all the exterior stuff is overrated at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go redhead. I'll go blonde. I'll go brunette.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is Alive and Breathing.
Yeah, like is brunette, really.
I like brunette.
I usually go with brunette. There's just like, more of them, I think.
Mine is, brunette with features is my go-to.
Yeah.
Like, I like boobs and ass.
Oh, see, I like borderline, like, disfigurement. I like, if a girl's eyes are popping out of her head,
Yeah.
I like that. If her nose is a little crooked, it can't be all of those things.
Disfigurement.
It can't be eyes and nose, but if it's just the nose,
that should be your, your speech.
Name my new podcast.
What's wrong with your face and why do I want to fuck it with Scott Chaplin?
There we go.
That's a great opening lines to your wedding.
Yeah,
I loved Rachel when I saw her disfigurement. That was my...
It's two episodes in a row. Greg wants the girls with no arms.
Yeah, Greg wants... That is true. X trying to ruin my relationship. Papa JT, I want to start off by saying I love the podcast. I've even turned a few of my bros onto it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how these things grow. Anyways, I'm a senior at a big D1 school in one of the top fraternities.
Ooh, shit.
You go to college?
I dropped out.
You
knew me when I was supposed to be in college. Like,
really?
Doing pit mics was like I was 19 years old. Yeah.
I remember that. Drew.
Man. Drew, who I spoke to today, he wants to hang out.
Is he still doing comedy?
No, he lives in San Francisco. He's making more money than everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very happy for
him.
He
was really funny, too.
He was funny, yeah.
It's funny when someone leaves comedy, you talk about them like they died.
Yeah.
He was good, you know?
Yeah, he was
very
time.
Funny.
Yeah, he was, absolutely.
So he's living in San Francisco. He's living a life.
Yeah, he's got
a girl. This is a conversation we shouldn't have on a podcast. But this guy writes, he's one of the top fraternities. Where'd you drop out of?
Montclair State, which is that.
Oh, so you weren't doing great anyway.
No, yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just fucking around. What were you majoring in? What was the moment that you dropped out?
Political science I was majoring in.
Oh, so you really didn't
because
want to
make money. Because I didn't know. And then I took, like, I didn't understand how. I never met with one of those people. I don't even know what they're called. That sits you down and tells you, like, these are the classes you got to take.
Okay.
So I took, like, four mythology classes.
I don't think that person exists.
I only went 1 year of college. And I took, like, within that year, like, four mythology classes.
Mythology.
Which had nothing to do with my major. But, like, yeah, I was like, college, you just, like, you learn stuff, you know? I took a feminist film class. They just showed, like, videos of pussies all day. It was so much fun. But then I realized
everyone right now at their college is like feminist film class.
Yeah, they just
Googling.
Show videos of vaginas.
That's great.
Yep.
Up they close. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, it was a bunch of up close. I remember it was a bunch of up close vaginas, and then like they threw in a baby pussy, which was like crazy.
Oh, I don't want to see baby pussy.
Yeah, it's vagina. Yeah. It's not. Yeah, it's
baby
not a pussy
is
yet.
The worst stripper name ever.
Yeah.
And now come to the stage, baby pussy. Get yourself a little hard with the baby pussy. I don't know. Like I don't understand in porno why they do the close up shot of the vagina and dick.
Yeah,
connecting.
Because it's never
it's always for too long.
Yeah, I agree with that. I got to see the face. Face. I have to.
They really dehumanize it.
Yep.
When you see
Well, and you're going to see that same angle over and over and over again. I like seeing different angles. Like, oh, weird.
No, I like seeing the angle I can relate to. I don't know what that angle when I'm fucking someone I'm that's never what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the email.
Anyway.
So this guy says he's going to big D1 school in one of the top fraternities. My ex, 756. Okay, we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Okay, geez.
Face, body, personality.
So 7.
Face.
5, body.
Body.
6, personality. Okay.
Guys or girls can use it. So anyone can use it. And I broke up last January, and I started dating a new girl, an 887. Figures, the new one that he's still with. Is higher in numbers.
Of course.
We'll take these for what they're worth. We have a date party coming up, and my current girlfriend is coming in town for the weekend. Oh, so he's long distance with a girl. No wonder. One of my brothers informed me that my ex was coming with her friend who dates one of my brothers, doesn't have a date. Oh, so she's just coming to the
she's
date
just
party.
Going, yeah.
I told him, no, tell her not to come. I even ran into her last weekend, and it was obvious she still has feelings for me, even though she knows I'm seeing someone else. My question is, why would she want to go? Also, my girlfriend is going to visit frequently, so we're bound to see my ex at the bar. I have no bad feelings towards her, but I also don't want her to coming out to parties and having to see her all the time. I also don't want to be a dick to her and kick her out of parties. What do I do? I'd appreciate any advice you could offer. You ever had to deal with this?
Yeah, this is like a small town issue.
This is a small town. I mean,
this is clearly a small
town. All colleges are really just small towns. You know, if you think about it, it's your bubble. And
absolutely,
this happens. I mean, what do you think? What's your advice?
Oh God. I mean, look, you can't tell her to not go because it comes off like it's affecting you.
Yes.
You can't act like this is affecting you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're here? Who gives a shit? That's how you should react, even if it doesn't matter. You know what you do? You fucking hook up with your new girl right in front of this broad.
that is a strategy. Yeah.
I'm not saying like intentionally. I'm saying, but just like, you know, like have as much fun with your new girl as possible in front of this girl.
Not sweat. You're right. There's no reason to tell her to leave anywhere. There's no reason to be on bad terms.
No.
All that stuff is overblown. It's gonna be awkward because she's looking to make it awkward, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their right. You can't tell someone how to feel.
Yeah.
So this girl obviously feels a certain way. If anything, it sounds like you might still have, you know, if you're still texting with her, stop. Because if someone kind of likes you and they're the mixed signals come from the text.
Mm-hmm.
In person, you should say hi to her. So I deal with always be happy to see her and have a quick conversation. So you have to, with awkward, you have to walk through awkward, not around awkward. So with this situation, she's the awkward that you have to walk through. So if she's at the party, who cares? Just like you're saying, have the best time with your girlfriend. When you see her, you have to be super nice, quick conversation. Yep. Hey, how you doing? What's been going on? This is my girlfriend blank. Great. See you soon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hope you're having fun.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming or whatever. If she wants at that point and you go and have fun, it's her decision. She might have a moment where she'll feel sad because maybe she likes you, but you can't be the janitor for her feelings.
Yeah, that's her sadness. It's gonna
and that's okay. That's not a yeah. bad thing. I'm not saying you're trying to make her sad. I'm saying by virtue of seeing that you've moved on, she's going to have a hard moment with the mirror. And she's going to move on. This is going to put her, you're not doing her a favor, but it'll put her in a position to see the reality for which it is.
Absolutely.
So if you go up to her and you're cool and nice, that's all you can do. And then if she sends you text later that night, just don't even answer.
You can't answer it.
Can't answer.
Because here's the thing. And if you are texting this girl now,
yeah.
that's a problem because there is going to be that weird moment of, oh my God, we're still speaking even though I have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
So stop talking.
You
got to
stop talking. And if you are still texting her, even a text that says, hey, I have a girlfriend. I enjoyed our relationship. It just didn't work out. We can't keep texting. So I'm going to stop now.
There we go.
Even spelling it out like that, I know that sounds like almost American Psycho-ish, but when you're spelling it out, you can always point to like the facts on the wall. You can be like, okay, look at, I texted you that we're done.
This.
I said this, this, and this. I've been nothing but nice to you. It's time to go.
Yep.
And what's going to happen at this party? I can tell you what's going to happen if you do this. If he goes up there, says hi, is super cool, goes, has fun with his girlfriend, she's going to leave in a huff. She's going to get upset. She's going to leave in a huff. And then she'll be gone. You'll have fun the rest of the night.
Exactly.
And then she's going to say to herself, oh, time to find new fucking dudes.
Exactly.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Boom.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Scott Chaplin @Scott_Chaplin on Instagram. Go find him. Support him. Very, very funny comic. Go get involved. Nazi exec board. Okay, so in fraternities, they have these exec boards, okay? And they're like, they take care, they're basically the officers of the house. They're taking care of like, there's the president, vice president, you got people in charge of the rushes, you got people in charge of, maintenance stuff. And when you have meetings, they lead the meetings and they're voted positions.
Yeah.
So, sup, Papa JT, sorry to trigger you by using the term Nazi, but don't worry, I'm Jewish too. Wouldn't have said it if I wasn't.
Yes, you would have.
No, I actually fucked that up. He says, wouldn't have said it if it wasn't dire.
Oh, there we go.
Our exec board for the year is primarily guys that took positions that no one else wanted to run for. So basically, a lot of these positions, they fucking suck. They're jobs.
Yeah.
And as such, they have gone mad with power. And the final straw is that they've begun to tear our fraternity apart by getting rid of the GroupMe GroupMe for this app they have control of who posts in called Slack. And he writes in parentheses, fuck Slack. It seems stupid, but we like GroupMe because in addition to chapter announcements, we can fuck around, send pictures, roast people, etc. We're a growing fraternity that was basically nothing a few years ago, and we are still in the process of phasing out a few tryhards that don't like to have fun. This has caused a lot of stagnation, as some of us like to break rules and do other stuff every other frat does, and the rest would like to have no events where it can get us in trouble, even though we're really good at being safe during the events that are against the rules. For reference, about 6 years ago, the house would hang with non-PHC sororities like the agriculture one. Ooh. And then through the valiant efforts of a few members, we now have regular mixers with a lot of good actual sororities. How the hell do we convince exec board that the shitheadery that many of us are fond of is single reason we have been growing? I would hate to see years of work go to waste because a few guys in power are taking what is supposed to be the most unrealistic 4 years of life way too seriously. Thanks again. Love the podcast. We regularly screen it in one room while nurse our hangovers. So, hey, thank you for doing that. Make sure everyone in that room is subscribed, though. We need, all 10 of you watching on one TV doesn't really help us out.
No,
so, so let's, what do you think? What does he do? How do you...
That was literally a foreign language to me.
Really?
Yeah. I understood almost none of that.
Yeah. Well, the problem that they're having is that they have an exec board that won't let them do anything, and they're even taking away their text chain.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
That's a little insane.
Why can't... And this is because I'm unfamiliar with the fraternities. So, like, why can't they just do that on their own and not include their
That's my suggestion. I think what's lost is that the close... I agree with that. Start your own with the OKPs.
Now, the fear is they find out about it. Oh, what was said in it? Were you talking shit about us? Blah, blah, blah.
The problem with starting a faction of your fraternity in one... Like, in my fraternity, we had an email chain. The whole house was on that email chain. And we had our own, now you have your own text threads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you have to have one main one that someone can get brutally called out on.
Yep.
Because that's really the whole house coming together. Guys get together through ball busting.
Yep.
Okay? And the fear that if they start their own is that now you're going to have like a side house to the actual house. The best fraternities and the best groups of guys in general are the ones that are all together.
All in it together.
And then they're all in it for the same thing. So you want to have, and I understand, let's all empathize with the position that the people who are running fraternities are in.
Mm-hmm.
Their ass is on the line if shit goes down. They don't want to lose your fucking charter or whatever. Yeah, and you have to empathize with that. They have a responsibility. So you have to see their side and sell them on your side.
There you go.
So because what they're saying, they don't want to have the parties and stuff because they don't want to have the one party that fucks you over.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about the 10 okay parties that got you, you know, together as a house. They care about the one that someone fucks the fuck up.
Exactly.
So what you need to do is you got to go to one of the, like the head guy and take him aside. It can't be just shouting at each other. And you have to say to him, listen, you got to give back the group me to the house. Keep the ball busting going. That our friendship is what's attracting people to come to this house.
Yep,
it's not the parties that you have. The parties don't matter as much as the bond and like that you're all getting along.
Yep.
Girls don't like to walk into a house where nobody hangs out in the common areas.
Yeah.
They don't want to go to one single room with three dudes that like each other and they talk shit about everyone else in the house. They want to be at a house where
that's why they're going to the guy's house, to get away from the girl's house.
To get away from all the girl shit. Yeah. So that's why a fraternity house is so much fun to go party at, because there's no tenseness.
Yep.
So you have to sell him. I think you go group chat first, the parties will come after. So if you the togetherness of the house matters way more than the parties that you guys are going to have. And that if you start with that, then your group me or wherever you're doing your house emails and stuff, you could start to say, "Why don't we do this creative party idea? Why don't we do this creative mixer?" And now you're all working together on it.
Yeah.
Now you're not just saying, "We want to have us 10 want to have the biggest party of the year." All those guys in the student, you know, that are governing, all they hear is biggest party of the year.
Yeah.
They don't hear that you want the house to get better.
Absolutely.
That only happens when there's communication with everyone in that house.
And once you get that group text, that group me back, that's when the confidence comes in too to say what you want, because it's easier to say what you want in a text than it is face to face.
Totally. Yeah. And it's easier to get people talking and debating these things.
Yeah, for sure.
The only way you're going to get anywhere is through debate and talking.
Exactly.
So you need to take the president and say, listen, for the good of the togetherness of the house, we need to have one central place to shit out.
For sure.
And, you know, the ball busting and stuff will come, and that's what's great. That's the whole fun thing. We were talking, we still call one guy in my house a different name because he got called out so bad over email. There was an email written, my buddy wrote an email, and he referenced my one buddy, he gave him the name Ned Schwitzer. That's not his name.
Yeah.
But he just called him Ned Schwitzer. Now, from then on,
forever.
Now he's Ned Schwitzer.
Yep.
And like, it's ridiculous. Why do you call him Ned? It's because of one joke that crushed him. And now everyone's, he's literally Ned in my phone.
Yeah.
But that happens only through the opportunity of having this forum. And that's what makes it great. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, we got a sponsor this week that I think all of you can get involved with. We're coming up on football season. Are you a football fan?
Sure.
No?
No.
What are you, just sit in a chair and stare
at
the wall?
No, I like going around. I go to games for everything.
I love football. Football to me is like the comforter on your bed that you cocoon yourself in. It just feels better. Like the time of year feels better, you know? It's just like you're comfy.
I get that.
It's great. It's on at the bar. It's on at your house. There's always, it's a safety. Football is your passion. You know all the players and the teams, their strengths and weaknesses. Now put that knowledge to the test and play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes that they're doling out in this one-week contest. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Renew old rivalries by challenging friends and family in a private league to prove you're the superior GM. Or join an existing league and go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from all across the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one. Use code FRAT, F-R-A-T. That is code FRAT at DraftKings.com and play for free with your first deposit. That's code FRAT to play for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. You guys, listen, this is so much fun. Go to DraftKings.com, promo FRAT, and then you get to play for free in week one. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Can't beat that. So go check it out. DraftKings.com, promo code FRAT. Fiance question. You have a girlfriend?
Oh, shit. Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I don't know what we are right now.
Why is that?
Because we just don't know.
We've
been together for a while, and now we're just trying to figure things out. You know, it's like that second stage of like, all right,
are we going to
keep doing yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was it about?
It's just everything, you know? It's just like us existing as a unit, you know?
Well,
and
goddamn,
I mean, I do stand up. It's very...
how many years?
2 years.
Two years. So yeah. This is shit or get off the pot.
Exactly, yeah.
You don't call her your girlfriend after 2 years?
No, of course I do, but recently something has happened where it's like I don't know. She would want me to call us? Does that make sense?
Did she want to end it?
It wasn't, it was like, let's see, we're gonna, you know, like, is this a break? Is this, like, will I get yelled at for saying this on a podcast?
You might.
Probably. So what does that mean? I guess she's my fucking girlfriend, right? Because if she wasn't, then I wouldn't be sweating right now as I tell you this.
I'm watching, so I'm happy I could do that. What's up, J-Train? I've been listening since the first TFM podcast episode. Thank you for always giving solid advice, having great guests. Thank you, man. I have a weird question for you and your guest. I've been engaged for over a year, and I'm getting married to my fiance in about 4 months. I was bored at work and checked out her Tumblr. Her account from 2011 to 2013 has a few pictures of her butt. You know that shot where the girl is lying down so you can see her butt behind her head? Yeah, I do know that shot. I've masturbated to that shot many a times. She had shown me one of those pictures on there before, and I didn't really think of anything of it because it's so early in our relationship. However, seeing them online now makes me a little uncomfortable. Her account isn't private either. Here's a weird turn, though. I kind of want to save the pictures on my computer to jack off to.
she's gonna love that. Just do it.
Here's the twist.
I mean, you must love her because she's a 10-10-10. I always think about her before I come anyway.
That's a gay, in my opinion.
I don't know. When I have a girlfriend, I whack off to everything else but her.
Yeah.
I get to have sex with
her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know?
Is it crazy to ask her to delete them, but let me keep them? It kind of seems weird, right? I think the thing is I'm most frustrated about is the double standard that if I had the dude version of these pictures online, she'd be mad. What's the move? I'm trying to think what Trump would do, and that's... And that's own it, but I don't have that confidence in everything that he is, that he supposedly has. So what do you think? What does he do with this? It's 2013.
Oh, man. I mean, who's going that far back in her shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, here's my angle on this. And there's sometimes an email is written in where I just latch on to like one thing that's said and it doesn't hit me right. He just writes... I think I'm frustrated about the double standard that if I had the dude version, you got to let go of that shit.
Of course. Well, I don't think that's true. I think he's lying when he says that. He's just irritated.
What with a double standard? What dude
he
picture
like
is
it.
There?
That's yeah, there's
the,
no dude picture
no,
with your fucking balls hanging out, you idiot.
But there's a lot of this out there with dating and relationships where it's like you're fighting the male cause. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, who are you fighting for, man? No one's behind you. The minute a chick wants to fuck one of those dudes behind you, he's going to leave your team.
Yeah.
So I'm not hating on him for it because I understand it. I get that he's like, he's upset. He's seen these pictures. He's wondering, you know, that they're out there. Listen, you can only drive your own truck.
Yeah.
And for him, you know, that doesn't mean being, you know, you can only be you. if she hasn't updated it in 3 years, I think you're okay, buddy. I think you're holding on to some old shit. Mm. And having those pictures be out there, if you want to jack off to them, sounds like she's pretty hot. Fuck, good for her. Good for you. Yeah. That's your prize. You know,
you
that's
should be
your,
confident you, enough in the fact that you're
you should be happy
married.
That you have a hot, yeah, you have a
so
hot girl.
So now it's
girl.
Like, yeah, all these other guys can do is jerk off to her.
Yeah.
I'm the one fucking her.
Yeah,
that's great.
And I think that you know, that sweats through to your fiance. Your confidence, you bringing this up, is the least hot thing that you could do.
Absolutely.
You being like, hey, so like this conversation where I'm just like let's do some J Train theater. We haven't done that in a long time.
Here we go.
We'll do so. You be my hot wife.
Okay.
And I'll be him.
All right. So you got to bring it up
to me. And I'm going
to
bring it up to you.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Sandra.
Hey, babe.
I was just whacking off in the bathroom to one of your old pictures.
What?
Yeah, I do that from time to time. Isn't that a little weird?
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, after I got done jacking off, I was thinking, why are these pictures still up there?
Wait, pictures from 2013?
Yeah, I was just, like, thinking, like, I don't really like that they're out there, because, like, maybe another guy is, like...
Is just as creepy as you?
Yeah, and, like, you know, and I was just thinking, like, maybe... You could take them down and, you know, put a lock on. And they are public. So, like, what if someone else sees them? And, you know, right now I'm talking in a way where maybe it sounds like my penis is small. And that's why I'm
Derek, those other guys that see the pictures, right? Where do they jerk off? Where do they come?
In the toilet.
In their hand, right?
Yeah.
And where are you coming? In my vagina, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're fine now.
See, now in that interaction, you see how not hot I sounded?
Yeah. You sound like
I mean?
A big bitch.
Big fucking bitch.
Yep.
And so, like, holding on to these little ticky-tacky things for the male cause and for the fucking, to, like, hold, you know, if you got a hot girlfriend, hot fiance, fuck yeah. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, don't share the link and be like, this is my fiance.
Yeah, and,
but just own it, man.
Own it. And also, like, all these ticky-tacky things where it's like, listen, who gives a fuck? Like, these are the same reasons I would end it with a girl. You know, or she's like I had a girlfriend once where she was getting mad at girls tweeting at me on Twitter. So it was being like, great show last night. They'd be like, she'd be like, who's this? I'm like, I don't know. I don't tell them to write me.
Exactly.
You know, like, there's nothing. And I was like, just that even show of lack of confidence was like, ugh, I can't believe we're even like wasting breath
doing
this
bullshit.
I don't force those tweets, you know. And if you want to take it as like that's going to be the sexual thing,
yeah,
then that's your problem. And now I'm wondering, maybe she doesn't think she's good enough for me. Maybe I could do better.
When I was younger, that was really attractive to me. Like a girl being jealous of another person, that was like the coolest thing in the world to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to love that. But now it's the most irritating shit in the world.
Now
that's
it's
why I'm
work.
Telling this guy, you're a grown person. Yeah. I mean, you're getting married. You better be a grown-ass dude.
The minute you say to her, there are pictures out of you from 2013, is the minute she's going to go, oh, I'm hot?
Yep.
maybe my fiance isn't hot enough for me. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nudes. You ever send nudes?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I sent a picture. You know, I'll send a dick pic.
Yeah, I'll send a dick pic.
If it's been asked for.
Yeah, I've never done unsolicited dick pic.
You shouldn't.
And you shouldn't. Guys, if you're listening out there, don't ever take a picture of your dick or balls and send it
to anybody.
Also,
the dick is just shocking to see. You know, just in general. You see
it's jarring.
That is, like, can you imagine pulling out your phone
If you see titties in a movie, you go to the movies, you see titties, it does almost nothing to you. If you saw a dick, at the movie theaters, you would go, holy shit, what the fuck am I watching?
Like a ghost came on
exactly.
screen. Yep. Yeah, this guy writes, Dear J-Jew, everybody gives me, like, a J nickname. I love the podcast. All I dream about is tickling your gooch with a perfect white feather. This podcast is one of my favorites and is still getting me through my shitty summer internship since I don't start school till the last week of September. Enough of the taint feathering. I go to a mid-sized state school in California in the top house frat there. All I do is slay poon on the reg.
Oh
my
God.
Gooch got a little feather there too. But there's one problem. This is funny. The first email on March 24th podcast was Stephanie Simbari. That was a fun episode. Steph was great. was the nudes email. You were saying that it was easy to get nudes from your girlfriend, and you were about to give advice on how to get them from girls you aren't dating, and Steph rudely interrupted to tell the emailer to stop calling women cum dumpsters. And you guys,
what a bitch.
Yeah, what a bitch. And you guys got sidetracked and never touched upon the advice. Can you please give that advice this time? I'm on Snapchat, but I have a tough time getting nudes, even with girls I regularly hook up with. Should I initiate? How do you get a girl to send you some titties?
Oh, man. I mean, if you're hooking up on the regular, literally just ask for them.
Yeah.
Honestly. You don't think so?
I think...
in a creepy way. Like, he seems like a pretty funny guy and a fun guy.
He's got some personality.
I think he needs to use that personality to his advantage. Like, I agree. You're not fucking stupid, man. You know how to weave your words. I just heard what you said. I mean, have some fun with it. Find a fun, creative way to ask.
Here's how Snapchat works, okay?
I know how Snapchat works.
Yeah. But here's how it works.
Yeah.
Here's how it really works. You put up a story and people respond. The story is you putting up a little flag that's like, I'm here. I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
Then people respond to your story. Okay? Whoever those people are interested parties in what's going on in your life.
Absolutely.
If those are girls, you have to, it's like planting seeds. You got to water those seeds, okay? So if the girls you have, and everyone knows this, you have certain people that are responsive to your snaps. So if these girls are responsive to whatever you're doing, they're going to send a picture to you or like do the comment. You know how you can comment under a picture?
Yep.
Then you start sending individually to these girls, okay? Those are seeds with pictures, not words, with pictures. If they come back to you with more pictures, now those seeds are growing, okay? And then you have to be very complimentary to non-boob pictures. If you want boobs, they have to be comfortable sending you boobs because they were so comfortable sending you clothed. And it sounds very creepy out loud. But
yeah, it does.
I'm just telling you.
But it also sounds like it's going to work.
But so it also goes both ways. Yeah. If a girl was sending, if a girl, every time I put up a story, sent me a picture back, and then I sent her a picture back, and then she wrote back, you look so fucking hot. I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to be more apt
Absolutely.
To send her pictures.
Yep.
I'm going to be more, oh, you know who thinks I'm hot? You know who can feather my nuts right now? Chickadee.
Yep,
you know? And I'm going to send her more pictures. And this, no nudes come from just send me your tits. Yeah, like, that's not never, exciting. That's never. Not fun. Yep. It comes from, you look so hot today. Love that dress. Being specific. Mm-hmm. Compliments will get you there. Then, when they happen, is usually Sunday, lazy couch time. Those are when the nudes are being sent. Nudes aren't being sent on Saturday night.
That's when people
are trying to see the live version.
Exactly.
You want to get in those nude sections for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
So that means being super complimentary to what they're putting out on Fridays and Saturdays and Thursdays. Oh, it looks fun. And being positive and not just talking about their body. Oh, love that drink you had. Yep. What is in that drink? Being just a positive force. And then you get to a point where it's like, love to see those boobs under the dress. You know? And that's when you really, because then you're going to know the people that you're more comfortable with.
Yeah, you've built a relationship.
Yeah, this is planting in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to fucking, it's not, just think of it like any time you'd get naked with a girl. You don't just say, get naked.
Yeah.
You say, you take off the shirt. You undo the pants.
Yep.
You fucking fluff your own thing so you don't look like a small.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it goes. JTrainPodcast @gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do help a player not get played.
Oh, shit.
JTrain, I'm calling in a favor from your dedicated listener. I need to borrow that big Jewish nose to help sniff out a lie.
Oh my god.
I've been told I have a good Jewish nose. Okay.
Yeah, tiny nose.
T nose. You and Mansamp are the modern day Sherlock and Holmes.
Oh, thank you.
So I've recently got back with an old ex who's an 897 and attends a different university. Over the summer it was going well. Nothing serious at the time. She took a family trip to Mexico for a week, and when she got back, of course we had sex. So here's where the dilemma is. While she was gone, I got blown by another girl. This doesn't sound like a dilemma at all.
Yeah, this is...
It sounds like you're doing okay. Getting blown on the week off. About a week after me and the ex had sex, and 2 weeks after I got the blowjob, I realized... I realized I had caught the worst type of Pokemon, chlamydia. Can we Google chlamydia so we know what we're dealing with here?
Sure.
Now the girl I cheated with said she came up negative on the test. But at the time, girlfriend swears she didn't cheat. Who do I trust? Who do I trust, and do I continue to taking the ex as things were going really well? Do I continue talking to the ex as things were going really well? Obviously, they weren't going well if you had to go get blown by another girl.
Yeah, I'm very confused. Wait, so they were dating when he went and got blown.
Also, who can he trust?
Yeah.
He's the one cheating.
Yeah, so he cheated on her. He's talking about the ex because they've broken up since then. But he was cheating on her.
No. He got back with the ex and then cheated on... We're calling her the ex, but his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Went on vacation. He got a blowjob.
They weren't on a break. She wasn't like, hey, I'm going to another country. We're on a break.
No. Fucking cheated.
So you fucking cheated. Why even writing in?
Yeah, the chlamydia. What's chlamydia?
So chlamydia, pretty much you're going to have a little bit of burning when you pee.
Okay.
There might be some discharge. Your balls might hurt. And if you leave it untreated, it could lead to sterility. You might not be able to have kids, so get it taken care
of. No kids.
Yeah. That sounds like...
Potentially. I mean, if you leave
that
it
part
for a
sounds
long
nice.
Time.
I mean, I don't know if this guy should get kids.
This fucking
good,
guy...
Good thing for
this
the
is
planet.
So irritating that he's... And he's trying to blame this fucking girl who went on vacation.
Here's what I'll say to all women. Cheaters are usually trusting boyfriends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cheaters always think they're getting cheated on.
Yep,
so, like,
absolutely.
This dude, he resembles... And listen... You're young. You did what you did. If I'm telling you right now, if you felt the need, if you got 3 days without your girlfriend and then got and was like, I guess I'll take a blowjob, you obviously aren't into that girlfriend.
Yeah.
That much.
Yep.
So my advice to you is end that relationship. Also, don't go fucking sleeping around when you're with someone and then not being safe. Like, you know, that is the worst thing you could fucking do to somebody. Don't even play in that fucking water.
No.
You know?
By the way, for women, 50 to 70% of women that have chlamydia, they have no symptoms. So
no
they're not
symptoms.
Even gonna know. Right.
So this is our version of fucking... This is the male version of what's it called?
HPV?
Yeah. Yeah. This is the male HPV kind of thing. So I don't know. So... To, you know, who can you trust? I don't know, man.
I don't know. Not this guy.
If you can get a blowjob within a week of your girlfriend leaving town, you're probably a pretty good looking dude. Can work a game. Can work that stick. Go find a new chick. You said you don't go to the same school. Fucking don't go through the work of having to lie all the time. There is nothing worse than lying to someone that you're with because. It is fucking... I don't know how people cheat nowadays anyways. Cell phone has made it... The technology has made it a fucking full-time job to be a cheater.
Yeah.
So, you know, to anybody out there, fucking... If you can't trust somebody, if you're really thinking that about somebody, it's time to start thinking... I think trust with somebody is a personal issue. It's not the other person's issue. So I think when you don't trust somebody, you got to look at yourself. You got to be like, what am I doing wrong?
Yep,
how can I make myself better? It's, you know, the finger points at somebody, 3 point back at you. So if you're wondering, can I trust my girlfriend? Maybe it's time to look at what your confidence levels are. You know, how are you doing personally? Should you be looking for a better job or doing some self-improvement? So to this guy, I don't know, end it with the girl that you cheated on because obviously that's the biggest sign of all.
Yeah, and also realize you sound crazy thinking that she cheated on you while you cheated on her.
Yeah.
So
and the
just
chlamydia
calm
thing
the
like
fuck
you,
down, man.
At the end of the day you dodge a bullet. That's a curable fucking thing.
That's true too.
So like go get checked
just
out and also let the ex know or the girl that you're with know what's going on and be honest, and it's going to hurt like a Band-Aid getting ripped off.
Yep.
But at least you fucking everyone's on the level and everyone knows what's going on. And be safe. Fucking wear condoms, everybody.
But when you're getting blown, that's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Am I going to be the guy? Don't wear a condom if you're getting blown. You look
that's
ridiculous.
That's tough advice for me to give, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that.
It feels right, but...
It's tough.
I mean, that's... Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know, man.
Just fucking break up and then get blown.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Scott Chaplin, thank you for coming on.
Of course, brother.
Go follow Scott on Instagram at Scott_Chaplin at Scott_Chaplin on Instagram. I'm going to be right back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Batsera.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we're really fully talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Scott, thank you for answering the emails. That was great.
Of course, boss.
Go follow Scott at Scott_Chaplin on Instagram. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure, my man.
At Mansamp on Twitter. In Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's do one quick shout out. This guy writes, yo, Papa JT, it's your boy's 24th birthday, aka the third anniversary of my 21st birthday. Since I am now a full-on adult, I'm throwing a 24-hour party to celebrate. Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
We're wishing him a happy birthday before his inevitable death.
Yeah.
I'd really appreciate a shout out on your shitty podcast. I've been a listener for about a month now after my friend Muffin got me hooked. Your podcast definitely provides solid advice for hitting on talking to girls, even though I'm easily a solid 999. This guy's great. I have recommended the podcast to almost all my guy friends at work and both of my brothers. You're welcome. Thank you, man. My IG is Jacob V. Hecke, JACOBVHECKE, and my Snapchat is Jake Van Hecke. All tits are welcome. My GDI adult friend deserves zero tits and shits. Keep up the good work. You make my post-grad job that much better. Dude, thank you so much. Oh, his buddy wrote back to the email because he put his buddy on the email. Muffin wrote in afterwards.
Oh, I wanted to hear from Muffin.
Muffin wrote, JTrain, my GDI adult friend, deserves zero shits and tits. Keep up the good work. Make my postgrad job better. Sincerely, your boy Muffin. Okay, thanks, man. Thanks to both of those guys. And if you want to shout out, just email with the title shout out. Let's do hypotheticals. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Sup, J Train. This podcast is pretty dope, so I figured I'd hit you with an important question. Would you rather be forced to use the word America in every sentence for the rest of your life? If you don't say it or forget to say it, you get a hard punch to the nutsack. Or would you rather be forced to pull your pants all the way down to your ankles while taking a piss like a child in a urinal? You are not allowed to piss in the stalls or hold it until you get home. When you gotta go, you gotta go. For saying America every sentence, your comedy career would be very difficult and would require serious creativity. For pulling your pants down while pissing in urinals, you would look like a major creep. What do you do?
Pull pants down easily.
Easily.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got to go ankle pants for
so
sure.
So I had a buddy, that was his gag. Whenever we
yeah,
go to fraternity.
Yeah, that's like funny.
Yeah, we go to fraternity parties, and his thing was he would go to the bathroom and go, he called it kindergarten pee.
Right.
And he would go, and he used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
So we would take pictures of it and shit. It was funny. So like he would go to like stadiums and do it there.
Yeah,
so if anyone wants to do a fun trick, the kindergarten pee is a pretty funny, like, college gag. So, I'm going kindergarten pee.
Oh, shit.
Let's do another hypothetical. Sup, Jew? You ever wonder how different all our lives might be if you hadn't set the tone for this podcast by discussing poop on the very first episode? Anyways, the podcast mantra of undersell over deliver had me thinking. Would you rather have a reputation for having a tiny dick but actually have a pretty big one, or have a reputation for having a huge dick but be well below average? The size of your dick is such a big topic of conversation amongst everyone you know that whenever people introduce you to their friends, they always whisper something about your penis. Additionally, you cannot fight with your reputation. People can only learn the truth by having sex with you, so no whipping it out. Didn't we do this?
I feel like we had something similar, we did this exact one, but whatever.
That's okay. Tough, though.
But even if they do find out, they're forced to keep going along with the narrative when talking to other people.
What the fuck?
Also, I've been seeing comedians I know primarily from the J Train podcast popping up elsewhere. I gotta say, it's cool feeling having the rookie card. I've been saying that. I think it is a cool thing. Maybe. Rookie card. This is Scott's a rookie card. knowing they were once here talking about pooping and coming. Shout out in particular to Mark Norman and Joe Liss. You both killed it. So, well, that's cool.
There we go.
So what do you think? Known for a big penis, have a small penis, or
this
known
is like
for
a confidence
a small
a question.
Penis, have a big penis?
I think you gotta go known for small penis. Because then when you do actually sleep with somebody, they go, you know what?
Yeah, but if you're known for a small dick, who is going to sleep with you?
I think here's the thing about penis. Penis size and confidence are very correlated.
Yeah.
You know, and they work hand in hand. So, and I knew somebody who knew somebody. So this is like, I knew somebody who knew somebody with a micro penis.
That's
tough. So I think that's like, I think that's worse than having like an arm missing.
Absolutely.
Like I think that's a tough lot in life because.
Just psychologically.
So I asked the guy, I was like, what was he like? You know, what was his personality like? And they were like, just very quiet. Yeah. Didn't say much. And it's like, yeah, that fucking
that sounds
affects
right.
you. And I fucking sucks. And there's people out there that, you know, like, right. So I'm saying, like, you know, I would rather the big penis because that affects the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And then, people say, you know, when people, you know, I think Adam Carolla, he's like, someone called him a racist. He's like, or something. I remember Adam Carolla once on his podcast, he would say, like, oh, call me this. But if it's not true, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, okay, so, like, if it's not true, you're just like, fuck it.
Yep.
But if everyone's walking around thinking you have a big penis and you have a small one, that's going to weigh on you.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to have to fucking back that shit
and
up.
And also, you'll a lot of more... people are going to want to see your dick if it's known that you have a huge dick.
Guys, and then, especially.
Yep.
Every guys are very interested in penises that are big. Would you rather give the first 99% of a blowjob or the last 1%?
Oh, wow.
Last
That's
1%.
That's a great question.
Last 1%. I think we might have done this one, too. I don't know.
Whatever.
Maybe things have changed.
maybe you've grown as a
first
person.
First 99% or last 1%?
I got to answer first?
He just answered.
I said I'd rather just do the last 1%.
Yo, that's like, that's cum, you know?
Here's the thing.
You got to swallow?
You're just taking the last 1%.
Yeah, but the last 1% is the coming part.
Yeah, so you can spit.
Think about this. You're getting a blowjob from a girl.
Yeah.
First 99%, what are you interested in? Oh, her technique. Oh, made eye contact. Yep. She's doing this, that. You're doing that now.
Yeah, now
Do
you're
you
want to
be that guy?
Yeah, also, right. Also the gay, which is this fine, is percentages. But... We don't know the time. So let's say it's a 20-minute blowjob.
Exactly.
Right? You know, or a 10-minute blowjob.
Because that last 1% is always... seconds long, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Seconds long, or it could be a minute long, but you know it's not
coming
be...
for a full minute.
No, 1%. So like,
oh,
you have
like
to take
1%
the time.
If it's oh fuck yeah okay.
So
yeah.
If it was a 10-minute blowjob,
yep.
It's a full minute, right?
No, that's 10%.
Oh right.
So you get 10 seconds of BJ.
Right. So that's not a big deal.
Right. So that's not that big a deal.
No, you're
and
right.
And you just gotta. You're just a cum delivery service at that point. You just throw it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm going last 1%.
I'm going last 1% if I don't have to swallow the shit.
You don't have to swallow.
Okay, then one. Then last one.
Yeah.
Well,
he wrote another one that we've already done. But P.S. Love the show. My buddy at work showed it to me 3 days ago, and I've been binge listening ever since.
Wow.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate that. Let's do some news.
So, I like this one. North Korea, obviously there's a ton of terrible shit going on there. People are starving. They have prison camps, all this stuff. But
Not a vacation destination.
No. North Korea, though, you hear stuff about them and you're like, if we live in some kind of computer simulation, North Korea is the sense of humor part of this whole simulation because they have a new Netflix.
Oh, yeah. You know the name of it?
Yeah, well, that's where we're going with that.
There we go.
They have a new Netflix system being set up in North Korea. The word... means everywhere in North Korea, okay? The title of it. But it's called Man Bang.
Man Bang.
Is the name of their Netflix.
No, it isn't. Yeah, Man Bang. Spelt like that, too.
Man Bang.
North Korea just keeps fucking up in ways they don't even know they're fucking up.
I think that's actually, that's their way of finding people who are going to get this application, right? And going, it's called Man Bang.
Yeah.
And then cutting their heads off for being gay.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, but if it means something different,
yeah,
there,
it means something else. It's actually the truth
to
is,
us, this is an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is they're not thinking of us when they create the system.
And I'm sure it's like Mon Bong, or, you know, it doesn't sound
also,
exactly like
I thought they didn't have anything there. They have computers.
Well, here's the thing, and I read about this. Like only like 1% of the people will have access to this, and it's like top tier type people who will have access to it, and it's like the shittiest thing in the world. Like their explanation of it is like say you want to watch an animal video, type up animal and a video of an animal. Like you don't even get to pick what animal
like
you get to fucking
more
watch.
Than it is a Netflix.
It's just garbage. The worst.
Yeah, it's documentaries about Kim Jong Un,
and also
nothing,
it's like
right?
it's like the top tier people where it's like you if this exists, you know. The government will be spying on whatever. Oh, that's just how it works. So it's just to get these people in trouble.
Man bang.
Man bang,
that's
baby.
Hilarious.
Man bang and chill.
What a disappointing thing for a gay dude looking to watch some porn. And then he just is like, oh, fuck, Kim Jong-un again.
Yep.
You know, he's going to whack off to Kim Jong-un all the time. You know, like, I guess I'll do it. This is manbang.com. I got to, you know, this is what they told me.
I'm gay. I got to do it.
North Korea is just a fascinating place in general. Like, everything you hear about them, it's either, wow, that's the most horrific thing I've ever heard.
I know.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. It's unbelievable.
They have you seen there's this new show coming out? And it's like with like George Foreman and Henry... It's like four old guys, and they're just throwing them. They'd like send them to Asia to like fuck around. It's four old celebrities,
right?
And they just send them to Asia to screw around. Like Henry Winkler's on it, George Foreman.
Oh,
look at you can look it up. It looks like it's basically they took that movie.
It's called Better Late Than Never.
Better Late Than Never.
William Shatner and Terry Bradshaw, the other two.
And there's a fifth one that he's young.
Let me see.
But basically, one of the scenes they show in the commercial is one of the guys dropping his camera over the North Korea South Korea line. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like where you know they have actual guards like pointing guns at each other.
Yeah, the war is still going on.
It's still going on.
Yeah.
So then these guys come and just fuck it up. And you're like, "Are you kidding me? For our entertainment?" That's how far we go to make this shit happen.
That's crazy. It's Jeff Dye, the other guy. He's an American comic.
Oh, he's a comic.
Jeff Dye. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen him. He was just here.
Yep, yep.
I just saw him like a week ago.
There you go. Now he's in North Korea.
So he's the host?
Holy shit.
He's one of the people on it, yeah. He's
how
on
did
the
he
show.
Get that gig?
I don't
fuck.
Know.
That's hilarious. Okay. We got any stories?
Yeah, I think we're good, right?
Good, right?
Yeah.
Scott, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.
It's fantastic. Go follow Scott Chaplin at Scott_Chaplin on Instagram. Go follow him, support him. One of those rookie cards.
Rookie card, baby.
Fantastic comic. So much fun to watch. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Anytime, man.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on Stand New York Labs Network. I'm Jared Fried. You can find me on all platforms, JTrain56, except for Instagram, where I'm at Jared Fried, but you can search JTrain56 and I pop up. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep sending those emails. Keep telling your friends. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!